Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and happy Good Friday to you all. You are listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of the Good Friday Easter 2018 show with me, Sister Pooty, Chicago-based poet, Pastor Angela McCarty of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. And we want to just extend to you the most joyous and spirit-filled greeting on this Holy of Holiest holidays that we are, Holy Weeks, that we have been going through. You know, this is the basis of our belief system. And tonight, the Holy Spirit, instead of having me do a sermon on Sunday, said, I want you to get on tonight. And I didn't know what I was going to say, and I still don't. We're going to let him lead and guide us. As I give thanks to him once again for lifting my body up so I can come to you, and you're allowing me to come into your eardrums once again. We take it as a privilege whenever we come into the front of the Father's children. All right, everybody, it is here. This is the big time. It was Good Friday when Jesus was nailed to a cross and hung to die on Calvary. But the reason we consider it good is because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That one Bible verse tells it all. It talks about the power of God. It talks about the love of God. And it talks about the love of our Savior and the power of his resurrection. You know, we first have to think about why did God have to sacrifice his son for us? That is where we need to start with our conversation because, tonight I'm not going to give you a whole lot of Bible verses. What I'm going to do is talk to you and then let the Holy Spirit take you to where the Holy Spirit wants you to learn from. So why? Why did we need Jesus? If you have never read the last book of the Bible, which is Malachi, it kind of sums it up. It's not a big chapter and verse book. It's very small, but it demonstrates how frustrated and fed up God was with the priest that had led his children away from him yet again. All through the New Testament, this is what has happened. And so instead of having high priests tell us what God wants and what God doesn't want, he said, I'm going to send my son. And he is the highest priest. There's no other priest higher than him. He's your counselor. He's your comforter. He's your representative. He's your intercessor. He's your friend. He is someone that you can go directly to in order to get access to God, because in the scripture it says, no one comes to the Father except through the Son. So God he's destroyed us. He freed the Israelites, and then they sinned, and it took them 40 years to get to the promised land. Everyone died off that has sinned before they could even get into the promised land. And so over and over and over, our faith has wavered so much because we look at man to give us the direction, and he can't. Man, and I'm using this as universal, man, woman, does not have the compass to your destiny. Only God does. And what God has done and said, you know, since you obeyed me, my son, I'm giving all authority of all my children under you. That means anything that has to do with us, Christ takes care of. So in the book of Malachi, I transgress. Let me go back again. In the book of Malachi, when God was expressing just how much we have did the opposite of what he wanted us to do and how much we had disappointed him and how much, you know, he said, my children cheat me in tithes and offerings. And at that time, you know, you were supposed to give your best to God. And people were bringing in blind and maimed animals, sacrifices. And, you know, God just was like, I cannot stand all this unholiness. I need to step away. But I love them so much because they're my children. So I have a plan. I'm going to send my son. I'm going to wrap the word of God, which is God, up in flesh and have him walk this earth to show us exactly how we should operate as Christians. And on this Good Friday, that is what I want you to start thinking about. Okay, we're going to have some music with this. It's not going to just be all me talking. So up first is Coco Street, and she has this wonderful, wonderful groove. And this is called Sunrise. And of course, it's Sonrise. Sunrise by Coco Street. And here we go. That was Sunrise by Coco Street. That is S-O-N, of course. You made the sun rise. And you're just joining me, and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the Good Friday and Easter edition of 2018 with me, Sister Poochie, with Chicago-based poet Pastor Angela McCarty of J-H-O-M. All right, I was talking about Malachi. And, you know, as you read into Malachi, you also are going to come across where it says that the spirit of Elijah, once that is witnessed, then that would be the Savior. And the spirit of Elijah in the New Testament rested on Christ. And I'm going to do, and he just let me know, I'm going to do a Bible study, not a sermon on that, because it's a lot to get into. But that, if you run across that, if you read Malachi, that is where you have to continue to read through the New Testament, through the Gospels, and it talks about that. You know, okay, so we fast forward, and Christ has been born. We celebrate Christmas. And now it comes to his ministry. And his ministry was that he had one message, and that was the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is here, is near, everyone. You know, what Christ was trying to say then, as well as he's trying to say now, is that we don't have to wait to by and by over there. You know, we don't have to wait to get the benefits of heaven. We don't have to wait. That was why he sacrificed his son on the cross, so that our sin debt would be paid, and then we would be have access to spiritual blessings, because now we could be, go in front of the Father with the righteousness of Christ over us as he speaks to the Father on our behalf. He intercedes. So, one of the things that, you know, and I mentioned it last Friday when I did the show, that I have been increasingly getting agitated with, and I think all Christians need to become agitated with, and that is the Easter Bunny, the candy, the eggs, the entire Easter commercial, secular, worldly holiday, which is our most sacred holiday, is treated as if this is a joke. You have a bunny hopping around that's going to pass out goodies to all the kids. And I'm not saying, if you want to buy your kid a basket of toys and gifts and stuff like that, make it yourself. And here's an idea. Make it yourself and put something in there that relates to Easter. Because the message is getting so lost in the commercialism that we as Christians have become complacent with the fact that we're not talking about our Savior on Good Friday being nailed to a cross to pay for something he did not do. He died sinless, but he paid for each and every person who was born, who was to be born, every person that, you know, every sin that we had committed, every sin that we did not know we're going to commit, and every sin that we haven't even heard of. He died for it all. It's why Good Friday should spark a fire in your belly. A fire saying, oh my Lord, how much love does it take for you to actually allow your beloved flesh and blood, your DNA in his veins, die for us when he had did nothing? Okay, on that note, I have to go to Love Letter to the Son by Atlanta Rad. And here we go.
I thought this would be so easy, but it is so tough. I love you gratefully, but but in all of the love I have for you, it isn't enough. My life is sustained because you made the ultimate human sacrifice. You died in the flesh to save my spiritual life. I don't do enough to show you appreciation in return, but I'm trying my best to glorify you with my entire life before you return. Oh Jesus, my shepherd, help me to prepare and to be prepared as a willing servant to spread the good news about a man born as a savior who more than proved that love itself is the light of the way. You gave me a special joy and you took every one of my burdens away. My walk is a daily lesson in learning to love you increasingly. You are the Son of God. You are the King of Peace. Let me examine my love for you in the words of this passage. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm not a married man, but to have this kind of love for any human is in itself a charge of great responsibility. You love me and others like me so much that you gave up your life for me. By my own deeds alone, I'm not worthy, but thank God for his loving grace. And I thank God for you in my praise, that your blood was shed to save my soul. So I hold onto the holy word of your promise, and thank you so much for never leaving me homeless. No matter where I am or where I go, I know that my home is in the kingdom of heaven, sitting next to you, sitting next to the Father. You are my breakthrough, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, thank you for paying the price.
We have to give thanks. That was Atlanta Red with Love Letter to the Sun. But we have to give thanks for the sacrifice. You have to just fall down to your knees at one point in your Christian walk and just taken by the awesomeness that demonstrated the power of God, the obedience of Christ, and just how much they were willing to do because we are so uniquely loved by the Father. And if he loved this much, you know, and we sin, you know how much he loved the Son who never sinned. But as I go on, I want to play another song, and then we're going to have some more poetry. When Christ was crucified, when he was sentenced, guiltless. He had never did anything against Roman law that would result in his crucifixion. The people were given a choice to let Barabbas, the killer, go free, or let Jesus, King of the Jews, go free. And they picked, of course, they picked the killer and not the Savior. But we have to remember, as we're remembering all of these things, that this is also was done by design and everything was in divine order. Jesus himself, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, he asked the Father to please take this cup away from me if it be your will. And that's how we have to get to the point of when we're saying, Father, if it be your will, do this for me. If it be your will, guide me here. Give me more. Increase me. Increase my resources. We have to start knowing that because of the sacrifice on Calvary, we're able to live free. All right. everybody. This is Cooley the Nazareth with Awesome, because that's what we have, is the Awesome Father. And here we go.
Awesome, awesome, yeah, awesome, 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 awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Ross. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this off the car. Cause God has been so good to y'all, me, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, boy, he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy, S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and watch our love by sins away. So we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no hues of gray, no hues of green. So that means no Mary J. But my God way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity, Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes, that was Cooley the Nazareth with Awesome, because we serve an awesome God. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is our Good Friday Easter episode, and I'm Pastor Angela McCurdy. Next up, I want to introduce Abigail Oliver for one, and we're going to be doing Abigail's Poetry Corner on my shows. And Abigail has also joined our team as the pastor's assistant. So welcome to the family, Abigail. And this is called Jesus Sacrifice by Abigail Oliver. It says, Jesus stood before a king accused of crimes he did not commit. His body was covered with bruises where he had been beaten, punched, and kicked. The religious leaders were angry. He was saying that he was the Son of God. He said that he could forgive people of their sins. It was blasphemy. They must get rid of him. They took Jesus and beat him some more, beat him with a whip made with pieces of bone. Every time the whip hit his back, it would jerk back. It ripped off pieces of skin. But Jesus' pain was only about to begin. They made a crown of thorns and pushed it down onto Jesus' head. Each thorn was a full inch thick long. They pushed it down into Jesus' head, and from the pain, he almost passed out. Jesus loved them so very much. Why did they doubt? They took wood from a tree and made a cross and made Jesus carry it. Jesus could barely stand a jagged splinter of wood pressed into his hands. Jesus loved them dearly. Why couldn't they understand? Jesus fell to the ground from shock and blood loss. Mary, Jesus' mother, was watching with pain, breaking her heart. Jesus' body was unrecognizable, as was his face. God the Father stood watching in heaven, showing amazing grace. Jesus hung on the cross, suffering for several hours, with his mother at his feet. Jesus looked at his mother and said, "Behold thy son." The earth shook, lightning flashed, and thunder roared. The people stood in shock, and someone said, "Surely this was the Son of God." Jesus' eyes closed in death as angels watched from the sky. God took his head and cried. It started to rain, and God's tears fell from heaven. The history of mankind was forever changed. Jesus by Abigail Oliver. All right, everybody. That, and I hope I did justice reading it to you, but that is one of the best poems I've heard about what Jesus had to endure. You know, and what I liked about it is because it really drove home what the suffering was about, the pain that he had to endure. The ripping of the skin. And this is before they nailed them to the cross. And a lot of times we forget that. So that was definitely right there up there. Thank you, Abigail, for those blessed words. Okay, now it's time for the dance break. And if you know me, every show, we're going to have a dance break. And the reason for the dance break is it gives you 15 minutes to concentrate on what the DJ has to say. It also gives you a chance to find out what message the DJ might be telling you based on the songs that he played. But the biggest part of this is it's time for you to get up and rejoice, because even though it's Good Friday and he died, we know Easter Sunday, he is risen. He is risen. He has risen. Our Savior lives. And here's DJ Shaheem.
I love the way DJ Shaheem keeps mixing it up. He makes it sound so good. So good.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Attack, I won't turn back. 'Cause his wings roar.
baby more. Hey. And tonight I made my bed right on the floor. The enemy really tried to take me out. Hey. He knew with his back shot knocked me down.
Hey, come on. Come on.
But I'm still standing after all I've been through.
Yes,
I survived it all and it's because of you.
Saeem.
DJ Shaheem, you brought it home for us for 2018 Easter Good Friday celebration. Thank you so much, brother. Always on time, always on point, always filled with the Spirit. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of our Good Friday Easter celebration. I had been saying that I was going to do a sermon on Easter Sunday, and God had other plans, and he gave me a half an hour to get on the air and allow myself to be used by him. It's not by my will or my might. It's all for the glory and all by the saving grace and mercy of our Savior and the great I am that we do anything in this world, and we can't forget that. All right. I would like for you to go to our website, www.jhom.org. That's www.jhom.org. There is a multitude of resources. You can get it any way you need it. And we have tried to let our own individual talents, God-given talents, come out, and it is made for a very diverse way for you to receive the Word of God. I also want to give a shout out to all those around the world who are listening to our shows. I see it. I am excited about the growth, and I am humbled about the privilege that you allow me to come into your eardrum. You allow anyone from GHOM to come into your eardrum. All right, everybody, we're going to get one more song in here, and it says, I shall not be moved. Because here's the thing. Jesus rose, and he sits on the right hand of the Father. And he's sitting there not knowing when he's coming back, because the Father didn't tell the Son. Only God knows when Jesus is coming back. So we should stop trying to predict that, okay? I digress, and let me go back, okay? But he sits there waiting to come get us and to take us home. That is what the title of this ministry is all about. It's your journey home. And then we're outreaching to people. But that is what my book was about. That is what the ministry is all about. It's about our faith walk, everyone. It's about the daily walk that we take with our Savior. Now, I didn't announce this at the beginning, but I'm going to announce it now. Give yourself communion. You do not need anyone to bless anything except the Holy Spirit. If you call the Holy Spirit into the situation, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to bless your own communion. If you don't have wine, if you don't have grape juice, if you don't have anything but clear water, a saltine cracker, a Cheerio, it doesn't matter. It's the symbolism that is what Christ asked us to do in remembrance of what he did for us. And so to do this every once in a while is not good enough. He said, do it as often as you will. Will. As often as you will. Do this in remembrance of me. He took the wine. He blessed it, and he said, this is my blood that was shed for you. He took the bread, he blessed it, and ripped it, and said, this is my flesh that was ripped for you. Take the bread, drink the water, and or whatever you have, and just say, in the remembrance of you, my loving Savior, this is why I do this. Okay, everybody. I shall not be moved, no matter what anybody says or what anybody does. I shall not be moved. And this is by Supreme High Energy. And here we go.
I can't.
Supreme High Energy with I Shall Not Be Moved. All right, everyone. You know, I was in pain. I was not feeling like doing a show. And the spirit convicted me. And when the spirit takes over, everything natural goes away. And you just operate in the spirit. That is what the Holy Spirit is all about. Well, on this remarkable holiest of holidays, we have to remember that one thing was left with us as a comforter, as a guide, as a counselor, as a, you know, a friend, you know, if you feel like you want to be in a relationship with someone, you know, this is Jesus, okay? This is why he did it, so that he would be able to leave his Holy Spirit with us to get us through each and everything we have to face. There's no need to have anyone other than Jesus. You don't need a pastor, an evangelist. You don't need anyone except Jesus. And I hope that message, I can say it once more, you don't need anyone except Jesus. Everybody, happy Easter. Go out. Celebrate, enjoy your service, come back and listen to the show again, or let your friends know about the show. But definitely, we feel the love and we love you for it. And we're going to, of course, roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And again, everyone, peace, love, and blessings from GHOM. To all of you. And we're out. See you next Friday.